Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, October 4th, 2013, and this is Alan Ward, Denver Council 9 volunteer, reporting. We all understand the importance of a thorough pre-flight briefing. From work positions to pilots' names, boarding time to arrival time, the information we share during briefing is something with which all flight attendants should be familiar. Specific to cabin work assignments, Section 9C6D states, cabin work assignments for non-premium positions will be filled based on aircraft type in accordance with company standards. Such positions will be assigned in seniority order during the pre-flight briefing. For that reason, it is optimal for all working flight attendants on a given flight to be present before briefing commences. At our home domicile, when all crew members are on the base ID and are required to check in at the domicile, the scheduled location for briefing is in a briefing room. However, at a layover location or with mixed crews, the briefing area of the domicile may not always be an option. Pre-flight briefings should always be conducted at a time and in a place where all members of the crew are able to participate equally. If, on a layover, all members of the crew are on the transportation from the hotel to the airport, briefing could take place on the van, unless otherwise designated to take place in the domicile, in the gate area, or on the aircraft. However, if anyone from the crew is checking in locally or from another hotel, briefing should be conducted once everyone is together. This respectfully ensures not only consistency in a pre-flight briefing message, but that all flight attendants are assigned cabin work assignments in accordance with their seniority. For example, if a New York-based crew is returning from layover in London and are being joined by a London-based flight attendant, conducting a briefing on the crew van in transit to the airport would exclude participation by the Heathrow-based flight attendant. The Heathrow-based flight attendant is required to check in at their domicile, making her or his way to the gate, and then participate in the briefing and work assignment process. New York-based crews do not have access to the in-flight area of Terminal 1 in London, so briefing should take place where all members are present. This could be in the gate area or on board the aircraft. A thorough pre-flight briefing is a valuable resource for all members of our crew to hear information about our flight, address any questions and concerns together, and assign work assignments in accordance with our seniority. This provides everyone with a process that allows us to focus on our role as safety professionals and crew members who take care of one another, which ultimately supports other corporate objectives. A hurricane watch has been ordered for parts of the U.S. Gulf Coast as Tropical Storm Karen creeps up the Mexican coast. New Orleans and Lake Pontchartrain are included in the watch zone. Karen is expected to be a hurricane when it makes landfall, which is forecast to occur on Saturday. Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal has already declared a state of emergency in advance of Karen's arrival. Whenever severe weather is predicted, we should take time to ensure we are familiar with our responsibilities during IROPS. Carry your contract and your on-the-line reference handbook, both of which can be downloaded at www.unitedafa.org whenever you fly. Be particularly aware of reassignment legalities, Sections 7A, 10H, and 12G, and drafting legalities, Sections 7A6 and 12G6. If you are on reserve, the Reserve Survival Guide, also available as a download, is an essential companion to your contract, especially during IROPS. We must always be aware of our obligations if we commute. That's a side letter, page 254. If you live in the watch area, it is wise to have an emergency kit available. You can learn about what your kit should contain at the American Red Cross. That's their website, http://www.redcross.org/prepare/location/home-family. Don't forget to have a plan for your pets as well. While we hope that Karen will have no serious impact on the Gulf Coast, we also want everyone to be as prepared for emergencies on the ground as we are in the air. Keep yourselves and your families safe. Beginning October 15th, seasonal changes to our uniform regulations will be in force. For women, plain black tights may be worn from October 15th through April 15th. For men, the uniform blazer must be worn over the aviator shirt in all markets from October 15th through April 15th. If you have still not received a uniform blazer, we encourage you to speak with your supervisor in the domicile. Also, as cooler weather approaches, remember the V-neck sweater may be worn on the aircraft. When off the aircraft, it may only be worn underneath the blazer. The V-neck sweater is never to be worn as the outermost garment in phases 1 and 4. As part of the company's scheme to migrate all employee data to PeopleSoft, intermittent outages have been planned. Of particular interest to members, your pay advice data will be unavailable from October 16th through the 21st. Also, from October 11th through 16th, you will be unable to add or delete travel dependents. It is expected that other functions of employee res will not be affected. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. Remember, one airline, one contract, building our future together.